Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, are you looking for love and are you tired of those dating apps? Well, my next guest accidentally started a speed dating and singles events company with her husband last year. So how does this old school way of meeting the love of your life measure up? I'm joined now on the line by Samantha Keating from Your Friend, My Friend. Good morning, Samantha. How did you come up with the idea?
Hi. Well, as you said, I just kind of fell into it. I'm from Canada originally. And I had a friend move here from Canada into Dublin, and she was having a horrible time on the apps. And so I said to her, let's just try a speed dating event, donate the money to charity and see how it goes. And it went off as a hit, and it's kind of just snowballed from there.
You know, it's so funny because the real life kind of interface dating was almost a bygone for a new generation now. And you think,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? But speed dating, yeah. It's almost... I'm not saying old-fashioned, and it's not that long ago when we were talking about it, but yet it seems like a long time ago now that it's been usurped by all these dating apps.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's, you know, people are spending so much time on the apps, just texting people back and forth a couple of weeks at a time, and then they meet them in person. And within the first few minutes, they know it's a no. And so they feel like they've just wasted so much time back and forth, whereas in speed dating, you meet 25 people. You get a few minute conversation, then you know immediately. And then if you're happy to go on, you can have a date after on the weekend. And so it's a great way to meet new people.
I love that. You're almost cutting out all the nonsense and getting straight to it. So you reckon that 2 minutes is enough time to know if you should see somebody again?
You actually get 5 minutes. So
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. So I always say to people, sometimes they say it's too long. Sometimes they say it's too little. And I say to them, you know what? 5 minutes. It's a good way to test. If it feels too short, means it's a good date. Sometimes 5 minutes can drag on. So if it feels like it's not enough time, that means you're doing well.
Okay. So how does it work? Is it split 50-50 guys and gals?
Yeah. So usually we have about 25 ladies, 25 men. We have the ladies seated, and then we have the guys started per table. And every 5 minutes we ring a bell, the guys move to the next table. They fill out a little dater card, and in the card they just write their date's name and whether they're interested in them or not. If they both say yes, then we send them an email the next day with each other's contact details.
Okay, so I'm imagining I'm there now. So I sit in front of somebody at a table and we kind of, what do we discuss? Is there can you say anything?
You can say anything. It's just, you know, first impressions, people usually start chatting about, have you done this before? We do also have little question cards, prompt cards on the table. If you're really stuck for conversation, people are a bit nervous when they first walk in. But honestly, once you get past the first couple dates, you really get into the groove of it. And it's when you're in that room, you can feel the electricity in the air. It's just, it's so loud and people are just getting on. And it's so nice to see people actually chatting in person again and just making new connections, whether it's, you know, relationships or friendships. A lot of the ladies make great new friendships and form bonds with girls and come to events later on as well.
Okay. And I know you do events as well for the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's great. So everyone can get involved in this. So
absolutely. Yeah.
How often do they take place, Samantha?
So we are based in Dublin mainly. So we run at least 3 to 4 speed dating events in Dublin per month. We also host larger singles events in Dublin, which is about 200 to 300 people at these events. We also do invite only events, which are smaller wine tasting kind of events, and we try to have different kind of activities each time, and we also have a run club, but we also host events across Ireland, so Dublin, Galway, Limerick, Cork, and we're going to be doing a few pop-up ones in the UK as well.
Okay, very good. Okay, how can people sign up then, Samantha? Do they just Google your company or what?
Yeah, the best way is actually on our Instagram, which is at yourfriendmyfriend.ie. Okay. We always have all of our events listed there and tickets as soon as they go on sale, but also on our website, which is yourfriendmyfriend.ie.
Great. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure lots of people would be interested in that.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Great, Samantha. Now, would you do that? 51551 is our text. We only have a couple of minutes left. Let's take a break back with
from the North Text Studio, followed by your message to 80889.